Welcome. You made it. It's day three and you're still listening to these tapes. I'm impressed. Welcome back. Did you do the exercise on tape number two? If you didn't, you know what to do. Shut this tape off and go do that exercise. And if you've already done it, let's just move on. What have we talked about so far on your first 2 days? We've talked about the following: that to create results in our life, we have got to use our personal power, which means the ability to get ourselves to take action, to get clear on what we want, to know our outcome in any situation, to follow through by taking action, to notice whether it's working or not, to develop what we called sensory acuity, to be acutely sensitive. Hey, am I getting closer to my goal or further away? And to be flexible enough to keep changing our approach until we get results. Then on tape two, we said, okay, if that's all it takes is to know what we want, to go for it 100%, to role model the most successful people, then if that's all it takes, how come everybody doesn't follow through? And the answer we found out was fear. Specifically, what stops most people from taking action is fear of pain. Whether that pain be the thing they call failure or rejection or the unknown or what people might think or what people might say, people need to avoid pain and it drives their behavior. And they also desire very much to experience pleasure. And we talked about yesterday in detail how these are the driving and controlling forces of our life. But specifically, what drives our life is our neuroassociations. New word. What does it mean? Well, neuroassociations means whatever we associate to a situation in our nervous system is going to determine our behavior. Again, using the metaphor we talked about yesterday about chocolate. If you associate to chocolate, well, eating a lot of it isn't so great because you'll be fat, but eating it would mean lots of pleasure, then what's happening is you have a stronger neuroassociation, a stronger association in your nervous system, in your gut, to the pleasure of chocolate than to pain. Are you following me so far? So what controls our life then is the meaning that we associate to a given situation. Please remember that. The meaning you associate will determine your behavior. Hey, listen, if when somebody smacks you, you learn to associate that means they love you, you will literally get pleasure from it in the future. If when you think of dieting, the meaning for you is ultimate pleasure. That is, hey, I'm getting thinner, I'm getting more energy, I'm getting more alive. If you really associate that, and that's what it really means to you in your nervous system, in your gut, then you are going to want to diet and go for it on a regular basis. Conversely, if losing weight means pain, are you going to do it on a consistent basis? We already know the answer. The answer is no. What if you associate to getting married a lack of freedom? And that is a stronger association in your nervous system than the level of intimacy or connection or bonding that you think being married will create. Is that going to create a problem in your life? You better believe it will be, especially if your partner thinks getting married is ultimate pleasure, and for you, getting married might mean some pain. There's going to be some conflicts there, and I'm sure you've seen those in the last-minute jitters and maybe somebody you know who got married. Think about it. If you've always wanted to start a business and you haven't done it, it's because you associate too much pain to it. Yes, you want it, but what's stronger in your nervous system, the stronger neuroassociation is, well, gosh, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if it's too much hassle? What if it takes up all my time? There's too much pain associated in those areas. So if you want to create a successful business and get yourself to follow through, you're going to have to change what having a new business or starting a business would mean to you. You've got to change not what it would mean to you intellectually, because that's only one part of your nervous system. You've got to get it when you think of starting a new business where mentally, when you picture it, you feel good. When you talk to yourself about it, you feel phenomenal. And in your gut, you feel good anytime you think about it. In other words, your whole nervous system has got to link pleasure to starting a business and pain to not starting it versus the way we just talked about, whereby, well, starting a business might mean pain and, oh, I don't want to feel that way and not starting. So if we want to change our lives, we must change our neuroassociations. In fact, the science you're going to learn in this tape program is called the science of neuroassociative conditioning, how to condition ourselves so we associate things in a way that makes us feel and behave the way we want to instead of the way that we do not want to act or behave. Specifically in this tape, though, what we want to focus on is what are some of the key associations that you've linked up in your mind that may be directing and controlling your whole life? Because if you make a few simple changes on these major areas of your life, lots of things change simultaneously and almost without effort. And that's a major secret to lifelong success. So let's take a look. What creates destiny? See, for years, I read all the books, I attended all the seminars, I listened to all the tapes, and my life still wasn't working. Because most of them said, hey, just think positive and go for it. But the problem is, I would have these situations in life that would come up, and I would really be working on thinking positive. But all of a sudden something happened, wham, all of a sudden I was thinking negative. Or something would happen and all of a sudden I had to reach for food. Or other people I know around me reach for a cigarette or reach for the television set. In other words, most of us in life think that thinking positive is going to really change our life. And I'm here to tell you, it's nice, but it is not enough. Because the biggest problem with positive thinking is you got to think about it. And for most of us, by the time you think about it, it's too late. You're already in reaction. Hey, look, you and I live in a stimulus response world where if I say something to you like Winston tastes good like A, what's your response? For 80% of the population, it's cigarette should. Even though that's been off the air now since the mid-70s, and we still respond like Pavlov's dog. Hey, how do you spell relief? For most people, it's called R-O-L-A-I-D-S. That is called a neuroassociation. That response is literally anchored into your nervous system. Even if you don't believe that Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, you still respond. I mean, try not to think of it, okay? Winston tastes good like A. Now, don't think of it. Winston tastes good like A. Don't think of it. Winston tastes good like A. That's like saying, don't think of the color blue. You know, if I keep saying it over and over again, it's linked in your mind over and over again. So we must do more than just think positive. What we've got to do is change our conditioned responses to our environment. So if your conditioned response to losing weight is purely negative and immediately you think pain, that's not going to change until you change your conditioned feelings about it. Does that make sense? If doing your term paper is still totally negative in your nervous system, it isn't going to change until you condition yourself to feel differently. Every time it comes up, no matter how positive you are, you get positive for a moment, but where are you going to go back to? To the place your nervous system is linked to, which is doing my term paper equals pain. If being married to you is going to mean pain, and yet you want to get married because you also know it'd be pleasure, you've got to change those associations. Thinking positive is not enough. And I want you to know that all these neuroassociations are controlling and directing your life. Because what they direct and control is your motivation level, what you're willing to do or not do. And you got to understand this, that every single action you take, as little as it may seem, has an effect on your life. Let me just say this to you. This tape for me is about studying destiny. That by making some simple changes and what we link to things, we can change our behavior. Because see, look, your destiny is based on your daily behavior. Listen, the ultimate results you want in your life start with what you do right now. In other words, I believe if we study destiny that everything in life has four parts. Everything you think or do is a cause set in motion. I don't care how little it may seem to you. Picking up this tape program is a cause set in motion. Not listening to a tape is a cause set in motion. Not following up is a cause set in motion. Following up is a cause set in motion. Whatever things you think or do, those actions are going to have an effect in your life. Now, it may seem like a small effect, but there is an effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, you've heard. That means anything you do, there's going to be a result. There's going to be an impact. Now, the third element of life is for every result you get in your life, you begin to create a direction. In other words, a cause is set in motion, there is an effect, and each effect stacks up on the one before to take you in a particular direction. And for every direction you're heading in, there is an ultimate destination or destiny. What's important for us to do in our lives is to decide, what do we want our lives to be about? What is my ultimate destiny? What meaning do I want my life to ultimately have? And then we have to chunk back and say, okay, in order to accomplish that, what would I have to believe? What would I have to think? How would I have to act on a daily basis in order to create my results? You know what? The time to design the next 20 years is now, not 20 years from now when you come back and go, oh shoot, I wish I woulda or I shoulda. The key to our lives then is to be able to see that impact. And I got to tell you, growing up, I was very fortunate in that in my life, I've created somehow or took part in the creation somehow of some very powerful neuroassociations, and they have shaped me. And I want you to know in your life, there have been many experiences that are shaping you right now. We want to find out what they are, not so we go back and relive the past and go, oh my God, this happened to me. And if that wouldn't happen, just think where I'd be. That's a bunch of garbage. Remember, the past does not equal the future. But it's useful to take a look at what some of the associations are that you made in the past that right now you're allowing to control yourself. And the minute you notice them, the minute you're aware of these negative neuroassociations, you can change them. Awareness by itself is sometimes curative because your brain will go, that doesn't make any sense. Thinking that way about things is creating more pain than pleasure. And as soon as your brain gets that, it'll change literally that fast.